Welcome back to Half Hour of Power. I am Joe. Brandon is here.
Yo, Joe. What do you know?
How are you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing good. This kind of puzzle with your Spider-Man 2 poster back there. Why you have that up?
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. But
yeah,
why do you have that up?
Well, why wouldn't I have that up if we're going to talk about Spider-Man 2?
No, dumb. We're not talking about Spider-Man 2.
What do you mean? What are we talking about?
Talking about Madam Web.
What?
Yeah, you know, Madam Web, the stupidest movie that came out from Sony.
Why would we want to do that?
Because we do movies. And unfortunately, we have to do a movie on this.
Whose broad idea was that?
It was yours.
What? Was it?
Yes, that was your broad idea.
You I think I remember we were going to talk about Spider-Man 2, because I got my Spider-Man 2 banner out.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused.
I must have blocked that out of my memory.
It was a movie that bad, it just made you just forget about it.
It may have. Okay. Are you ready for this? You know what's coming.
Is it Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes.
I already know it's gonna suck. I can tell you that now.
Okay. What do you think the critics said?
Critics gave it a 25. I'm so serious. I'm not even.
Oh.
It better be 25.
12.
Oh, is it a 12?
12, yes.
Wow. That is awesome. That's the best. You know, usually I don't agree with critics that much, but today, yes, I do agree.
You ready for the audience score?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I'm going to say the audience score... 40. I'm going to give it 40.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. 57, yes. So here we are. This movie's been out about a month by now, right?
Yep.
So much has been made about this movie. And I was not going to see this movie for no particular reason. I haven't seen... So this is a Sony Marvel movie, right?
Yes, the Sony partner Marvel movie, yes.
I have not seen Venom.
I have.
I have not seen Venom 2.
I have not.
I have not seen Morbius.
I have definitely not watched that.
And... the very first solo Tom Holland Spider-Man movie I watched, guess which one it was?
Was it Far From Home?
What happened in that?
He was in it. Was it Venice? I think it was in Venice. He wasn't here in New York. So Homecoming was the first one where it was.
What's the second one?
Far From Home.
No, I've never seen that one.
Oh.
The first one I watched
with Dr.
Was what? No Way Home was the last one, right?
Yes.
No Way Home. That is the first solo Tom Holland Spider-Man movie I watched.
Wow, Joe.
And then I watched Homecoming.
Wait, you watched it somewhat backwards.
I did. I mean, it's real. I mean, there's much has been made about superhero movie fatigue. Some people don't believe that it's a thing because I've seen them talk about it, and like I can see their points. But I love Spider-Man. Growing up, I bought Spider-Man books. He was one of my favorites. He was the Marvel character I watched. Yeah, went out of my way to buy the books and all of that stuff. But when it came finally for Spider-Man to be in the MCU, and that finally happened.
Finally, Civil War.
You went through three Tobey Maguire movies, and the third one, the producers screwed up and screwed over Sam Raimi. That was not Sam Raimi's fault, that movie. Then you had some idiotic reboot where they said, oh my God, we got to make Spider-Man like Batman.
Oh God.
We got to do it. So you got those two movies.
So what, you had Spider-Man, then you had Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, the Amazing Spider-Man, then you had the Amazing Spider-Man 2, which I think we've talked about this before, but the Amazing Spider-Man 2, you've seen this, right? You've seen that movie?
Yes, I've seen it.
You seen Batman Forever?
Of course.
They're the same movie.
Oh, yeah, we did a show on that.
We did talk about that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had all of that. So then you had, finally, he joins there, the MCU. And by the time Homecoming came out, I was like, I don't really care. Yeah, so now you have Sony, and in between all of that, all this stuff came out about what Sony was going to do. They were going to make a solo Aunt May movie. I think we've talked about some of this.
Yeah, well, in personal conversation, yeah. Not on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I mean, they were going to do that. They were just going to do all this silly crap. And you know what? I'm like, and we've said this before, I don't really care about the superhero movies anymore. And I still don't. But I'll watch them from time to time. But when this came out, I don't know anything about this Madam Web character. Have you read those books?
I haven't read her comic book per se, but her being featured in some of the Spider-Man comics, I know some of her story.
Okay, so you've got way more than me. You got more knowledge on it than I do. So I was just as a movie. So then this movie comes out. Everybody is universally calling this a piece of garbage.
It is.
And from the reviews and all the stuff I was seeing, I was like, this can't be that bad. It can't be that bad. I'm like, oh. By no means was I like, this is probably good. There's no, I was not thinking that at all.
Oh, it was that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, well, I got to see it. If it's that bad, I got to check it out. So the only way that I was able to watch it was the weekend it came out, there was a big snowstorm.
You blame the snowstorm to watch this movie?
Well, because what happened was I was at work, and I checked the traffic, and it was going to take me like an hour and 15 minutes to get home from where I work. So my thought was I could stay here, watch this movie, or I could sit in a snowstorm in traffic. So I chose to watch the movie.
That's the bad choice. You said it would just stay in traffic.
No, not in a snowstorm. No. You know what? I would watch Avatar again.
Oh, my God.
I would watch Avatar again before I'd sit in traffic. You're just stuck there in traffic, bro. How can you say? Wouldn't you want to watch the worst movie you've ever watched instead of sitting in traffic? You can't do anything. You're stuck.
Yeah, you have a phone. You can watch a movie on your phone.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. You're not going nowhere.
Well, it's standstill traffic, maybe, but if it's like inching forward traffic, you don't want to be distracted, especially in a snowstorm.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Okay, this is getting serious now. I would watch Man of Steel again rather than sit in traffic, in a traffic jam or in any of that. I would rather watch Man of Steel. That's how much I don't want to be sitting in traffic like that, especially in a snowstorm.
That's awesome.
But anyway, so I watched the movie.
And then you get stuck in traffic.
I didn't get stuck in traffic.
No, so you need to now.
I'm not going to get stuck in traffic.
Why? No, why? So he can come down there and save you.
I mean, I will say this, Man of Steel is a better movie than Madam Web.
It definitely is.
I mean, it oddly, it makes more sense than Madam Web. and Man of Steel doesn't make any sense.
Oh my God, you don't believe this, guys. He's giving so much praise to Man of Steel right now. It's not even funny.
I will give Madam Web does get kudos for not having anyone sliding across asphalt for an hour.
You're right. No asphalt.
And it does have some points for not having Michael Shannon in it.
Will you leave Michael Shannon alone?
Although it does look like Mike Epps and Adam Scott and Dakota Johnson and everybody else that was in this movie were slumming.
Yeah, I didn't know Mike Epps was in this movie until the barbecue scene. So
yeah, I'm sure he wants everyone to forget he was in it. Yeah. Just like the rest of the cast. So, what did you think, Brandon?
I hated it. I hated it very, very, very much.
So why did you watch it? Were you looking forward to it?
No.
You were?
I was not looking forward to it. No.
All right. What's this movie about? So, all right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's the plot, little plot synopsis. Cassandra Webb is at New York Metropolis paramedic who begins to demonstrate signs of clairvoyance. Forced to challenge revelations about her past, she needs to safeguard three young women from a deadly adversary who wants them destroyed. I guess that's what it's about. Is that what it's about?
Yes. It's about empowerment.
Empowerment. None of them are empowered.
Yeah, they are. They had to get over their differences on.
None of them have power.
No, they don't have power.
Don't you lie to these people. None of these. Yeah. Of course, you know, we're a month away, so most of these people have probably already seen it.
Well, there's no spoilers. Is that what you're going to say?
No, there's not. I mean, you know, somebody's out there going, you guys are late.
Yeah, plus two, there's no spoiling in anyway.
Yeah, we don't believe in that. We're mean about that. We want to talk about the movie. I mean, you know, our show is just friends talking about movies and friends talk about spoilers. So
yeah.
And if you're gonna if you're gonna listen to us, chances are you're gonna see this movie or you've seen it anyway. So we spoil everything.
Yeah.
I was like, Brandon spoils Man of Steel by telling people it's good, but
it is good. Stop that. You know it.
Well, you know, it's a comic book movie and I can't help myself.
Yeah, that's why I'm still surprised that you watched Madam Web. Even though, yes, it was a snowstorm, I get it.
It was a snowstorm.
I get it.
It just happened to fit in that time frame where it started when I got off of work, and then when it ended, check traffic. Traffic was good. I could leave and be fine. But I've seen worse movies than this, than Madam Web.
You did?
Yeah.
Twisted Tornado? Oh, Twisted.
Christmas Twister's a masterpiece compared to Madam Web. Come on!
What?
No? Madam Web does not have Casper Van Dien in it.
Yeah. Oh well, it needed Casper Van Dien in it.
It did. It needed something. It needed something. But I don't know. All the Human Centipede movies are worse.
You know, I have not ever watched any of those movies.
Most of the Saw movies are worse.
Saw movies are worse?
Yeah, most of them. Probably that Josh Trank Fantastic Four movie is worse.
No, I watched those over Madam Web.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I already
the two Tim Story Fantastic Four movies are better than Madam Web. Yes, you know. You know it. Avatar. I don't know. Is Avatar worse?
Worse than Madam Web?
They're about the same movie.
Yeah. No, because see, Avatar is... It's in its own right itself.
You're right, it is. It is. But, I mean, to me, this just didn't make any sense because the plot synopsis said, here's the three girls. Dakota Johnson does start seeing these girls in a vision. But then you got this guy, I don't even remember his name. He starts having dreams about them.
Exactly.
Killing him and... they have powers, and he doesn't know. He has some criminal empire or something. They don't say what it is or what it is he did to get that. They don't say why he's bad other than he just wants to kill these girls because he sees that they kill him. None of that made any sense to me. That's just not fleshed out. You look really impressed with that.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's where it all goes wrong for me. It's like, there's just no... they just threw it all together. Now, this... who's the director of this, Brandon?
Where's she at? I got it.
S.J. Clarkson?
Yeah, I think this is one of her first movies, I believe.
Is this her first feature?
I think so. Directed
TV.
I mean, like,
Ugly Betty TV show, lots of TV shows. Dexter directed some Dexter, some Orange is the New Black, Jessica Jones,
and that's great.
Defenders, Succession. Okay, so I mean, her first feature. Now, who said this? Dakota Johnson said that this is not the script she wrote. This is not the script she read when she signed on to this movie. Do you believe her?
No.
Why?
Okay. So if it's not the script that she read, right? Right? That's what she's saying,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
So if it's not the script, why'd you direct it then?
Well, I'm talking, Dakota Johnson said that the script he got, this movie, is not the script she read. It's not what she signed up to make. She says, this is an interview in the Wrap. She said that it underwent extensive rewrites. Lots and lots of changes. The original script was darker and very much inspired by the Terminator.
Okay, I can see that.
You would have seen Madam Web and those spider women trying to protect pregnant Mary Parker from a time-traveling Ezekiel who went to kill Peter Parker because, you know, he's going to stop Skynet and Cyberdyne.
Now, well, I don't know about that part. But that sounded really good.
Yeah, that does sound a lot better.
That sounds way a lot better.
And then...
like Peter Parker before he's even born.
That's
really cool.
But then you got to wonder, were they going to flesh out that Ezekiel guy then? Because he's not fleshed out at all.
No, probably. Like, quick little, brief little history. That we got.
Yeah, now we've heard about something like this before with movies. Exorcist 2 comes to mind.
Okay.
Linda Blair said the script she got was not the script that got made. They start doing rewrites and they change it. And yeah. So that happened here. It happened, it happens a lot, I guess. But then you have, this is supposed to be part of the Sony Spider-Verse, right?
Unfortunately,
we talked a little bit about that. Why is Sony just screwing this stuff up? I mean, I've heard bad things about Morbius.
Morbius is really bad.
And I don't really care to see... I've heard these are decent, but I don't want to. I don't care to see them. The two Venom movies, I've heard they're all right. Have you seen those?
Yeah, I've seen one. I have not seen two.
Okay. So why are they fumbling so hard?
Because I'm going to say it's because Disney is basically just took over the whole Marvel Universe and made it bigger than what it was.
What?
So Sony, they've been having Spider-Man for years now?
Since
Raimi directed it. And they really didn't do anything with it. Like they could have done a whole Spider-Verse. Like, seriously. But they didn't do anything with it. Then Disney gets Marvel rights or whatever. Marvel is taking off Iron Man and all of them. Everything's going great. Now they're jumping on the bandwagon with the Venom, with the villains. They started off with Venom. Venom was good. First one, Venom was pretty good. I liked it. You know, different take. That's cool. But at the same time, they keep coming out with all these movies with the C-list villains and the B-list villains and stuff like that, and making them their own show and using side characters, supporting characters out of Spider-Man, but they're not doing it in the right way, you know?
Should Spider-Man be in this?
A lot of people want Spider-Man to be in them. I mean,
that's funny because the director, you would think, would want to play up some of the Spider-Man stuff, but she didn't want to.
That's what I'm saying.
I sent you this article a couple weeks ago. Madam Web director defends absence of Spider-Man connections. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And her reasons are she wanted it to stand on its own.
And guess what? It failed.
We made the decision early on that the advantage in this story was not to attach it to all these other stories. We tipped the hat to them, but really, we wanted to concentrate on a character journey. And I think some of the superhero fatigue that people talk about is because those movies are often not about the central character. So that was the producer who said that.
But it's about the central character.
And the director says, first of all, I don't think we ever say his name. I'm just saying, but if we're going to be we're going to lay it out, and I don't think we say the name, I would definitely say that Madame Web is in a universe of her own. So why are these people continuing to do this idiotic stuff when they know it's going to cause their movie to fail and nobody's going to see it? 20th Century Fox did the same thing with their crappy Josh Trank Fantastic Four movie. You can kind of forgive them for the first two Fantastic Four movies they made. But how do you forgive them for letting Josh Trank do that at the height of the MCU? That Fantastic Four movie came out when the MCU was unstoppable.
Well, that Fantastic Four had a lot of controversy behind it anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, you hear what you understand what I'm saying, right? They allowed that movie to be made and didn't actually look and go, why was the Iron Man movie so well received? Why was the Avengers movie so... Why did that do so well? Why was the Captain America movie so... They didn't do any of that stuff. They just let a guy who didn't want to make a Fantastic Four movie make a Fantastic Four movie by allowing him to not make a Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, well, the thing is so funny as you say that. The funny thing is if you look at the pattern, a lot of directors that do these movies, they will say that they didn't want to do these movies.
Yeah, and then he trashed it. And they estimate he costed a few million dollars, they estimate, when that came out. And of course, now he's, I don't know where he's at now, but probably finally doing what he wants to do, something else. I mean, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. And what are these studios' problems trying to, they did that with Godzilla in the 90s. They did that with that all-female Ghostbusters.
And they did it with all-female Godzilla. Yeah, she was a girl. It was a girl.
Well, are you talking about the Roland Emmerich Godzilla?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't want to make it.
And I'm saying, see, that's the pattern.
Exactly, yeah.
The people that want to make them, that want, like, a prime example, I'm going to say Doom. Okay. I can't really say his name. I don't know how to say it correctly.
Denis Villeneuve.
That guy. I think. See. But he's a big fan of Doom. He used to read the book when he was young. So him directing a movie is kind of like, you know, nostalgia, fan fiction, technically a big fan fiction of the movie, you know?
Yeah, it's a cover version.
Yeah. And I mean, is it to everybody's standards? No. But he was one of the directors who enjoyed directing the movie that he loved. He liked the 84 one. He said it could be a little critiqued a little bit more, but there was problems behind that back in 84. You know, I don't want to get into that right now. But, you know, it's a lot of controversy, a lot of stuff behind that.
I'm sensing that you want to get into that.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, if you use your Benny Jesuit voice, you can force us to do those movies.
Oh, I love it. The Benny Jesuits, the Jedis of Doom.
Yes. Yes, but it just, you know, getting away from our tangent. It just makes no sense that these studios keep doing that. It's almost like they wanted this movie to fail, and we haven't mentioned Warner Brothers yet. Same thing with their Justice League movie. It's almost like they wanted that movie to fail. It's like Sony wanted this Madam Web to fail. It doesn't make any sense at all.
I think they just want to get rid of the superhero genre, period.
Then stop making them.
Honestly, I mean, because you remember, like, when I was coming up, it wasn't superhero movies that we was watching all the time. It was more fantasy movies. Like Conan. Well,
no, you're right. It was a better mix.
Yeah. You know, some of them still came out of comic books and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, but you had your noir detective movies. You had your fantasy knights and barbarians and wizards and stuff like that.
Deathstalker.
Wow. I forgot about that. But I'm just like, you know, what happened to those directors? You know, what happened to those movies that are cult classics that we love so much? You know,
I don't know.
And then you get somebody say, oh, we're going to remake it. And then it's a director who don't even like the dang old movie.
Yeah, that is a big pattern now. You're exactly right. Like, I want to put my own spin on it.
Yeah.
Like we talked about when we did Dracula, we were talking about those other people wanting to do Dracula and wanting to put their own spin on Dracula.
Yeah, that was
pretty. There's cool. A reason these characters resonate with people. Mm-hmm. And if you could find out what that is and put that in your movie, people would go see it.
Yeah, people would be happy to go see it.
Like, I mean, you mentioned Dune.
Yeah.
Did you see Dune 2 yet?
No, unfortunately not yet.
I saw Dune 2. It's good.
See?
People are going back to see it again. It's, you know, it's getting some repeat viewings. It's over 3 hours long.
See, I remember when Iron Man came out, a lot of people went to go see that movie over and over and over and over and over.
Well, again. It was, I saw it twice when it came out in the theater.
Oh, now when Deadpool came out, when the first Deadpool came out, I seen that movie like 5 times in the theater. 2 in IMAX, 1 in the, and 1, I think it was in 3D. 1 was in 3D and 2 was in regular.
Do you know how many times I've seen Deadpool?
1 time?
0.
Oh, shame on you.
I'm not watching it.
You need to watch it.
I have heard that if I watch it, I will like it. And eventually, someday, I will watch it. But part of the reason I didn't want to see it, superhero movie fatigue.
Shame on you, Joe.
I mean, really, if I'd got snowed in, maybe I would have watched it. But I mean, I've said this on this show. The only reason I watched Spider-Man No Way Home is because they did something different with it. Finally, they did something different with it that I didn't think they'd ever do.
Well, you know what the difference was? And I could tell you, because it seemed like each time a hero movie come out, some of the directors and some studios seem not to get it. But this director did for Spider-Man. We all know Spider-Man's story. We all know his origin story. We read about it. We've seen it on TV. We've seen it in movies. We know his origin story. When Spider-Man Homecoming came out, there was no origin story. They just hinted 10 bits. They say certain things to reference back to it, but they didn't go through the whole spiel. When you see Spider-Man Homecoming, he already has his powers. He has the suit because he got him Tony Stark's. The whole nine yards. Now they get Morpheus. Everybody know what Morpheus is. Like, this Blade movie is supposed to come out sometime soon and sometime some year, whatever.
No.
It's coming.
It's coming. No.
Blade is coming.
Stop it. That's a hateful thing to say.
Blade is coming.
I'll just watch the Wesley Snipes Blade.
I mean, Wesley Snipes Blade is like, that was like one of the, before Iron Man, that was the best Marvel movie they had out.
Yep.
And it had to do with vampires and all that.
That's a great movie.
Yes.
Blade 1 and Blade 2 are fantastic.
And Blade 3 I didn't like.
Blade 3? Is there a Blade 3?
Yeah, it's called Blade Trinity.
I blocked that movie out of my mind. It's so bad. That was one of those movies. I did watch that twice in the theater.
I didn't. That just
happened. You know why?
Why?
Because I couldn't believe it was that bad. It totally shocked me. I'm like, this can't be that bad. I got to watch it again and reassess it. And it's bad. It's really bad. And that one, that makes no sense. There were some production issues and people were not getting along.
And I'm starting to say it's like it's a major thing.
But yeah, this Madam Web, it's just not, script is not good.
No.
The script There's is no,
not near good. Don't make any sense. Nothing.
But they put this movie out.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Now, I did want to mention this just a little bit.
Yeah, I fired, so I may want to mention this a little bit. And then I hear
there's nothing else to say about Madam Web. There's nothing else to say.
Like,
there's just nothing else to say. I mean, like, as always, I think if you want to see it, see it. See it for yourself.
You know, honestly, I would say the same thing, but, you know.
Oh, no. Go see it. No. You'll be able to watch it on streaming very soon.
That's unfortunate.
I guess so.
That's really unfortunate.
Yeah, that's true. It is. This. Yeah. So, do you think it's unfair to criticize S.J. Clarkson for making a bad film, because she made a bad film?
No, I mean, she's like every director. Every director gets one.
They get one bad film?
You get one.
I mean, it's. I feel kind of bad because, you know, she's, according to IMDb, this is her first feature.
Okay, but she directed. She has directing. I can't even talk. She has director experience.
She does, but she has TV director experience. And.
But hell, these are movies now.
Yeah, yeah. This is a comic book movie. I just don't know if. Now, okay, what I'm kind of getting at is Alien 3. Do you remember that?
Yes. I mean, but they went a whole other direction for what it was.
Do you know whose first feature that is?
No.
Yes, you do. David Fincher.
No, I would have said Ridley Scott.
You're going to tell me that Alien 3, you are trolling me now. Come on.
No, I didn't know, but I didn't know that there was director for Aliens 3. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So is that, that's way better than Madam Web.
Yeah.
And that was cut up. If you ever see the director's cut of Alien 3, that's a better movie. It baffles me why
I have not seen the director's cut.
Oh. Well, I guess you'll have to see it.
Yeah, now I have to watch it.
But I mean, I just wonder, is it fair to judge her on this Madam Web movie, or should we wait for something that's like not a comic book movie, not this big movie where everything, every decision is scrutinized?
What was our budget for the movie?
Oh yeah, you wanna know that?
Yeah, what was our budget for the movie?
So the estimated budget for that, oh my God, is $80 million.
$80 million.
I just don't understand that. Why did this movie cost that much? But anyway, what I'm do you understand what I'm getting at? Should we judge her directing skill on Madam Web? Because if you really judge David Fincher's directing skill on Alien 3, nowhere near as good as Alien or Aliens, even though the studio did cut it up, would you have written off David Fincher? I mean, does that make any sense?
Well, it's a different genre, though.
Well, it is, in that Alien 3 was not a comic book movie, but it was a highly anticipated sequel to a fantastic sequel.
Yes.
But I mean, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
Wait for her next movie and see if, you know, to see if it's like, okay, is this movie bad because she's just not a good director? Is that what it is?
But that's if she gets the next movie.
That's true too. I mean, is she just a bad director? I mean, it's like the same thing with David Fincher. It's like, was he a bad director?
I'm not gonna say she's a bad director. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know, it's so funny that directors, they have a director's cut, or they have certain scenes that they didn't add into the movie because they couldn't, because you know, the studio has said so, or, you know, it's always something from the studio. You know what I mean?
There is, and yeah, the studio interference is there. I mean, they cut Alien 3. Producers, studio.
And they say, oh, it's to this or it's to that and this and that. And like some people said, there's no Spider-Man in it. Okay. So a lot of people like to play around with the innuendos. Okay, here's Peter Parker, but it's not Peter Parker. This is his mom. You don't see his dad, but you see the mom. And then you see Uncle Ben, but you don't see Aunt May because he never met her yet, I guess. You know, stuff like that is like, okay. Then Madam Web came up with the more power come more responsibility, and that's what. Oh yeah, did you catch that in the movie?
I did, but I forgot about it.
And then she can foresee, and then the costume design for the Spider Women, and I recognize two of them, and I may be wrong, but one is I want to say Silk, and then another one is Spider Woman herself. But the other girl with the looks like Cyber Spider-Man with the legs on the back, I never seen her before. And if I'm wrong, you know, somebody please put in the comments or send a link or anything like that, because I have not seen her before. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, yes, I am. There's, like, I don't understand these new type superhero characters. If you're going to do that, do their own thing.
Yeah.
I think you said it for the Little Mermaid. Little Mermaid, you have to do Ariel. Ariel has sisters, too. What's their story? You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But yeah, they didn't do Madam Web to me justice. From what I know from the cartoon and from certain comics, definitely like the Secret War comics and the Spider-Verse, Madam Web is prominent in the majority of those. But she's foresee the future, and she don't, you know, have any like physical strength powers or nothing like that. So. I don't know. It's just I can go on a tangent with this thing all day, because it's a waste of, and it makes people turn away
from comic book movies.
Yeah,
as they should.
No, they shouldn't. We always wanted movies like
no.
You mean to tell me when you read your first comic book, you actually wanted to see, you know, your favorite comic book hero live and in person? You telling me that, Joe?
No, they don't need to make any more comic book movies. They can stop now.
No, they need to make more comic book movies.
No.
What are they going to do now? Keep doing Game of Thrones?
No, they just need to make movies.
They are.
No.
Make superhero movies. Like,
no.
There's a movie that's coming out.
This is what's going to happen, Brandon.
What?
Disney is eventually going to say, crap. And they're going to reboot the MCU.
It's so funny as you say that. I think I just heard somebody talking about that.
And it's just going to go around and around and around. If you look at what Warner Brothers is doing, they're just making the same crap over and over and over again. They're remaking Harry Potter, for God's sake. Why?
They're not remaking it.
Yes, they are. It's a TV show.
Yeah, see, that's the difference.
No, there isn't a difference. They're remaking Harry Potter as a TV show.
There's a difference.
They're going to probably remake The Lord of the Rings now.
They did that already. And it sucked.
No, they didn't.
They did suck.
No, they didn't. They haven't remade it yet.
They did.
No, they didn't.
They did.
No, they did. What are you talking about?
Talking about The Rings of Power.
That was a prequel. That was not a remake.
They're remaking it.
There, apparently, Rings of Power's got season two, but I mean, they just keep. I don't know. It's. I guess that's what's so appealing about like these smaller things, like A24. They're like different movies.
A24 got some movies coming.
Take some chances. except for when they did Suspiria. That was one of the most heinous, evil atrocities I've ever seen put to film. And that director is a horrible, nasty director, and he's a terrible person. Horrible person.
That bad?
I would make him watch Man of Steel over and over again for penance.
Well, I think he probably will enjoy that.
He might enjoy that because he's a terrible human being.
It wasn't that bad, Joe.
Have you seen the Suspiria remake? Have you heard what he said about Dario Argento's Suspiria?
No, I watched the original one.
Yeah, you watch that remake. And you listen to what he said about Dario Argento. And you will agree he is a terrible, horrible human being. That's right. I think we're done talking about Madame Web because now we're talking about Suspiria. And I think that just goes to show that excited about talking about horror movies again.
Wait. But Madame Web was technically supposed to be a dark horror movie.
Technically it was. And yeah, that little thing sounds a lot better. A lot better than what they had done. And it would have been a little bit different than what we're getting.
A lot of people were dying in this movie.
Yeah, and we get the same crap over and over again, and that's exactly what this movie is.
It's just running guns and chasing.
I don't know, Brandon. I'm excited to talk about horror movies again.
Oh, Is it October yet? They didn't use any webs.
Man, you're right. You're right.
Get it? Because
at the very end, they do this weird dream web thing or whatever the hell that was. You can be in two web places at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know where they got that.
Yeah, from. See, I don't know. But anyway, are we ready to talk about horror movies again?
Dude, I'm so ready because there's so many horror movies that came out right now. I want to see.
Which one?
Well, I want to see the M. Night Shyamalan's new movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
I want to see Imaginarian.
Yeah, you would.
Hey, it looked good. It looked good. Oh, Thanksgiving was good.
I've heard that. I've heard that Eli Roth finally made a good movie.
It was really good. I hope they keep that up.
Yeah. So we might actually have to watch that one.
Yeah, I'll watch it again.
All right. Maybe we'll talk about that on here.
Because that movie was awesome.
That's good to hear. So that. All right. So, yeah, if you want to see Madame Web, go see Madame Web. If you want to see Spider-Man 2, a good movie. Wait, you don't like Spider-Man 2?
Huh? What? No, I love Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, if everybody would rather just watch Spider-Man 2 than Madame Web, that probably would be a good move. But I think you should watch Madame Web and toughen yourself up.
No.
Get tough.
Don't hurt yourself.
And as always, when you watch Madame Web, no tears. Because that's a waste of good suffering.
Wait, you cried?
No, I didn't. But some people are going to cry.
Why?
I don't know. People are weird, Brandon. They're weird.
Nothing to cry about in that movie. Well, cry for sadness, you wasted your money.
There are people that will cry. Yeah. Brandon, if people like what we're doing, what should they do?
If you guys like what we're doing, like our rant and raving and talking about movies that we don't like most of the time. Most of the time, it is.
I don't know. I mean, one of our most loved movies we watched last year was Christmas Twister.
Anyway, like and subscribe and hit the notification button and follow us on Spotify and iTunes.
All right. We'll see y'all next time.
Later, guys.